from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the morning roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Yee!
Turtle Pie sent me his fantasy roster. I'm not going to read it. But everybody wants me to evaluate their fantasy rosters. Everything looks good on paper before week one. And then week one happens and then reality hits. But Jock Peterson, the Tommy Pham. Did Tommy Pham just get waived by the Cardinals? He got picked up by the Cardinals.
He's on the Royals now.
He's on the Royals now?
Because Pasquantino went down with a broken thumb. So they picked him up.
So he's going to... Where are they at in the playoffs? They had a... I was watching the Guardians-Royals game.
I think they're in the second wild card.
Yeah, I was watching a game in New York.
5.5 back of the Yankees.
Yeah, 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 it was Guardians and Royals in Cleveland. Kansas City looks good. They're third place in the Central, though. That's
best
crazy.
Best thing they ever did was many years ago go from AstroTurf to the grass.
Yeah, to grass. You need grass.
God, Bobby Witt Jr.'s swing is just, that's like incredible. He's such a stud.
Man.
Everybody tries to tell me about the nobility of being in the middle when it comes to like, oh, you got to keep competing. It's like, yeah, but you can also get yourself a Bobby Witt Jr. in the draft.
Well, hopefully Eldridge is that guy for the Giants. He better be. He better be. Orioles, they're rolling. Orioles. No, that's another prediction. You know, we want to do that way back Wednesday.
Catcher struggling.
Oh, my boy, Allie.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My boy Allie, yeah, he is struggling.
You gonna say his name or
Allie? Everybody knows who Allie is.
That Gunnar Henderson got with the Orioles last year. Audie Ruschman, who we're gonna see in the home run derby.
If you think about it, Ayukin Debo.
Oh, I hate you.
Juwan Jennings on third down, George Kittle, you got Juice, mm-hmm. You got CMC.
It's all bad. Allie, .258 batting average. Does have the 18 jack, 72 RBIs. Santander's having a hell of a year.
Yeah,
39 homers, 91 RBIs. You got Gunner with the 34 and 83 RBIs.
He's been stuck on 34. I mean, yeah. He's basically been in that position for a while. He had almost 30 at the break.
I know. Mountcastle was hurt. Now he's coming back. They got a roster, though. They've got a freaking roster. It's going to be fun to watch in the playoffs. All right. Guy who's always fun to talk to on the River Islands guest line. Always fun. And Herb Edwards joins us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop. But Coach has been so kind with his time all offseason. And finally, Coach, good morning to you. Welcome back to the Morning Roast here on 95.7 The Game. We got our boy B.A. back on the practice field. He's back and getting ready to roll for the against the New York Jets. And he got his money. And you know what I do love? Yesterday, I don't know if you heard it, Herm, but he took accountability saying, you know what? I probably made this a little more difficult than it needed to be. And that right there, I respect that young man 1,000% for taking that accountability and having that awareness saying, you know what? It was on me. It went a little longer. I dragged it along. And he ended up getting his money. And I can't wait to see him play football on Monday night against the Jets.
Yeah, I think I'm happy for Brandon and obviously the San Francisco 49ers as well. I mean, he's a part of the Big Four when you talk about this football team. So, having him back in the offense obviously helps tremendously. I think they're going to have to bring him along slow because he's missed a lot of days in practice. So, you know, he'll be ready to play, but you got to monitor his reps because of the fact that he's not in football shape. And that's just what it is. I've said that earlier, that I think the first two games of the regular season are a wash. Most of these players don't play in the preseason. It looked like that the first two games of the season, and I'm to the point now where if I was the commissioner or the owners, I would say the first two games of the season, basically you don't play division games or conference games.
Oh.
You play outside your conference.
I like that.
Well, because that could come into play for a wild card bid or something like that, or for you winning your division, because the first 2 weeks. Guys, it's not really good football. These guys aren't safe to play football.
I like that thought process, Coach. I do like that. That's an interesting idea right there, playing out your conference, playing out your division. I do like that. But you talked about football shape and Brandon Ayuk, whether or not he's on the pitch kind or whatnot. How long does it typically take a guy to get ready to play in a regular season football game? Like, are we talking 2 weeks? Are we talking 3 weeks? How long do you think it'll take Brandon Ayuk to acclimate? Or is everybody different?
Yeah, no, they are. But 2 weeks is probably, you know, good for him. I mean, because as much as he's been working out on his own, he hasn't been practicing with the team. And that's a whole entirely different, you know, transition. And I know that with dealing with players that have sat out, you got to bring him along slow. And he plays wide receiver. So Brandon, you know, he'll be all excited about playing. You got to slow him down a little bit and say, hey, look, we got to get you ready to play. You know, we don't want you to pull a hamstring. That's the worst thing that could happen to him.
Hey, Coach, you know, going up against the Jets on Monday Night Football, Bonte and I were just kind of comparing the two organizations, and they're very, very different. What's it like being the head coach of the Jets? Because I was going through their history with B, and he couldn't believe they've only had 25 playoff games.
Felt like you're part of seven of them.
Yeah, you know, and it's just like the Niners, there's obviously a prestige, but we're in the bubble of the Bay Area, so maybe we overinflate how important they are to the league or whatever. I just think it would be cool for the Jets to be relevant. What's it like being the coach of the Jets?
Well, it's New York, and everything doubles in New York, right? Everything's bigger, better. I mean, it's New York City. I mean, that's where it is, right? It's the media capital of the world. You can think about New York. So if you're a coach either for the Jets or the Giants, you know, any New York team is under that scrutiny, that spotlight, because there's so many people covering your games. It's almost twice as many, you know, and I didn't realize that until I became the head coach there. Obviously, you know, I was in Tampa and, you know, I was in Kansas City and, you know, like my first press conference, I'm going to be the head coach. And my wife would kind of go up on stage, you know, and my wife told me before, she said, did you put some notes or something? I said, nah, it ain't going to be that big of a deal. Whoa. I went up there. I sat up there. The room was packed. I said, uh-oh, there are a lot of people in this room. You know, and so that's what you're dealing with. But everything else is the same. Football is football. You know, they've been an organization. They've kind of been up and down. And a lot of it had to do with Captain America, Tom Brady, right?
Yeah.
He was in that division for 20 years. So it's almost like, basically, Patrick Mahomes is taking, you know, the cape from Tom Brady, and he says, "Now I'm the next guy." And if you're in the AFC, you just do the math. Tom Brady went to 10 Super Bowls, guys. Right?
Yeah.
So how are you going to the Super Bowl? You're not. Because he's going. You got to beat those guys. We won the division 1 year when I was with the Jets. But other than that, I mean, that's it. He won it all the time. And so you know, sometimes when you play, who you play, and the team that you play against, that has a lot to do with your record. And for 10 years, for almost 20 years, guys, those being the Patriots, they were rolling now.
Right. Right. Talking to Coach Helmer Edwards here on the River Islands guest line on the Morning Roast. But what is it about the Jets? Because Shasky brought up yesterday, they've only been in 25 playoff games. And I feel like the Niners have been in 25 playoff games the last 7 years, for crying out loud. I'm thinking, okay, Herm was there, Bill Parcells, Rex Reiner, whatnot. Is it ownership? Is it bad trades? What could they, like, I couldn't wrap my head around this. In the 70s, they didn't play in a playoff game. In the 70s, entire decade. Yeah, well, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, when you look at them, there's been some dynasties. Obviously, you know, from 96 to 97 through 1985, it was the Raiders.
Yep.
Believe it or not. And in the 70s, from 1972 to 79, it was the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then from 2000 to 2019, it was the New England Patriots, guys. That's what it was. Okay? And so you can say what you want, but that's just what it was. And, you know, you go on the NFC side of it, and it was the Packers in 1960 to 1967, and then it was the 49ers from 1981 to 1994, and then it was the Dallas Cowboys in 1970 to 1979, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are just some eras that, and if you've been watching football, you see the same team, you go, wow, this team's always in it. Yeah, they're always in it. And all of a sudden, the years go by, and you lose count of it, and it becomes what you're just talking about.
Coach, the fans. When I think of the Jets, I think of Fireman Ed. That's who I think of. Obviously, Greeny and all these guys that are. Have you met Fireman Ed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I met them all, guys.
And what makes their fan base different? What makes them different?
They're just, I'm not saying they're more, but there's more things to do on the West Coast, right? Think about the West Coast. On the East Coast, I mean, after summer, man, it's winter. It's cold. And there's not a lot of things to do. I mean, so they're just passionate about sports. I mean, you go to a Yankee game, it's different.
No,
it's just different, Coach.
Real quick, I got a flex on Shasky here. I was just at a Yankee game last Sunday. I was in New York. Soto, Judge, and went back to back to back, and that stadium was in a frenzy.
Oh.
And I'm a Giants fan. And I'm thinking to myself, do we need to go in the team store and go get a Yankee hat? I was, it was unbelievable. I was like, that's baseball. It felt different. To your point, it just feels different. The U.S. Open, it feels different in New York City.
Yeah, it just, and you know, I tell you that, well, you know, I tell you what too now, Philadelphia ain't bad.
Well, we got beef with Philly,
You going to Philadelphia? You know, you walk into that place, it ain't no nice place either now.
No, we know, Coach. We walked in with our Niners gear on a couple of years ago in the NFC Championship game, and it wasn't an experience we want to write home about or talk about anymore.
It's just, you know, and I'm from the West Coast. I'm like, I grew up on the West Coast, and I can remember when I went to the Eagles, I was like, ooh, this is different. This is a different kind of fan base. It is different in a good way, not a bad way, in a good way, but it's just like, oh, okay, I see. I get it.
Coach, how do you prepare for Aaron Rodgers when he hasn't played in a couple years and he clearly hasn't played with this personnel? Like, if you were in the coaching staff, like, how are you preparing for these guys?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know who Aaron Rodgers is. I mean, he's very talented. Now he's 40 years old. You know, what is his movement skills? And I think if you're 49ers, I mean, you know, you got to – when you come at him, you got to come at him right in his face. And make him move a little bit. Because if you let him sit in the pocket, guys, he can throw it now. He can throw it with the best of them. You know, and this game is always personal for Aaron Rodgers, guys.
Yep.
I mean, it is. When they drafted Alex Smith and didn't draft him, he's always kind of been, you know, Aaron Rodgers is one that kind of holds grudges every once in a while.
You don't say.
Game for him, right? Right? Yeah. It's a big game for him, right? I mean, it's like, and, you know, and for Coach Saleh, you know, Saleh knows, he knows the program. He grew up in the program. You know, he gets it. He understands this offense. He practices against it, you know, every day when he's a coordinator there. So he gets that part of it. It's always big when you go back to a team that you once coached on, you know, and you're going to play them, and you play them on the road, big-time game. And, you know, they've struggled the last couple of years due to the quarterback situation. Now they have Aaron Rodgers. They have a big-time defense, guys. They have a top-five defense now.
Yeah.
This will be a good game because San Francisco will be tested. You know, but here again, San Francisco, the thing they have going with them is like the Kansas City Chiefs. They know how to win close games. They win close games, guys. You know, and that says something about the personality and the players. You know, when the game gets tight, their eyes don't get too big. They just believe in what they do, and they stick to the script. And eventually, that pays dividends for them. And certain players, certain teams, when they haven't been in moments like that, they don't handle those moments very well. And we see it all the time in sports, guys. And the 49ers are built to handle those moments. And this is why they've been so successful. And that's their success. I mean, you know, there's a lot of, you know, we always look at the final, like, what's the record? But I always look at, you know what? That one, you know, they won like, okay, 11, 12 games. I said, but some of those games were one-score games, guys. It wasn't like blowouts. Well, that's the difference. When you get in them one-score games, them tight games, it's like, how do you react to that? And the teams that can overcome that are the teams that generally come out of the season with double-digit wins.
Wow. Well, we're up against, and there's so much I want to ask you, because I was doing some research on you when I knew you were going to come on. I had no idea that you had this thing where you didn't watch the Super Bowl unless you participated in one, and you broke the streak, I guess, because you obviously worked for ESPN, so you had to watch it, which is crazy. And I actually respect it. I respect the hell out of it, but I was going to ask you something about the Jets and just Breece Hall. How good is Breece Hall? How good? Because I don't think a lot of people understand how good this running back is as a home run hitter. When you watch him on tape, what pops out to you, Coach?
Well, he's very explosive, and he can catch it and run it, you know, and when he hits the crease now, guys, you better get ready because he's on the safety. I mean, he's in the back end of your defense when he hits the crease. You know, great balance, great contact balance. Very good football player. You know, this team will now get a lot of exposure with Aaron Rodgers. And if they win games, obviously they'll be in a lot of big-time games, you know, during the course of the week. And you'll see this football team. They're very talented. I mean, they got a chance to win the division. They do. I mean, they can play with Buffalo now. They can play with Miami because they have a quarterback.
Coach, always good hearing from you, man. We'll do it again soon. Can't wait for Monday Night Football. What's your schedule like at ESPN so we can check out more of Herm Edwards? We always love listening to you,
well,
Coach.
Well, I'm on the airplane tomorrow morning, boys. I'm live and in color, man, the next four nights. After all these games, I'm coming on.
Cannot wait. Coach, thanks for the time as always, brother.
All right, thank you. Appreciate you.
Thanks,
both.
Coach.
Anytime. Coach Homer Edwards, former Jet, chief coach, assistant with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I did not know this. I was just doing a quick dive. He had a tradition of not watching the Super Bowl until he participates in one. Did not even watch his friends Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith participate in the Super Bowl when the Colts won. Or when the Colts played the Bears, I should say. He had a tradition. Dungy had that same tradition. With the exceptions of Dungy's victories in both Super Bowls that he had. So Edwards broke that tradition when he had to serve in capacity as an analyst for ESPN. But also, I was thinking about this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
auto parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.